Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Who are you?
We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight Movie Night.
We are the Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K.
Get used to disappointment.
I came a little late. Two idiots with microphone who just breathed in their hair, bringing you a weekly not safe for work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies. Today is Saturday, March 7th, 2015. And I am Siebes.
I am that fracking cat. I like how you just went smooth right through that. And idiots who just breathe through their hair, and you just kept going with it. I was going to just let you finish with that. I wasn't going to say anything until you were done.
Well,
two idiots who breathe through their hair.
I actually ended up breathing in my hair. See, this is why I wear ponytails normally. Hold on. Keep speaking, Kitty. I need to turn my microphone so I can see you better. This isn't going to work for me.
Okay. I'm good with it the way it is. Maybe I don't want to look at you. Maybe I don't want to. Don't look at me. I'm potty. Don't look at me.
What the fuck?
I don't know. I got very self-conscious all of a sudden. You're like, I have to look at you. Don't look at
me. Hey, did you tell people how they can interact with the live show?
Not yet.
Why not?
I don't know, because you were looking at me and then you were breathing hair in, and I don't know. Just, but if they do want to interact, it's we're at Movie Nights Pod on Twitter.
On my Twitters. Last week was a lot of fun. I enjoyed the couch cast.
Me too. It was fun. It was more relaxed.
Yeah. And we tried to go for that again this week.
Just didn't work out.
Well, see, the problem is I've got these cables. And it's their stereo mini jack to 1/4 mono. And it works fine on the mixer. Doesn't have any problems with it. But the Zoom H5, it hates that. So I'm thinking I'm going to need to get mono only cables. That's going to be the best solution, because all of the audio files are encoded to mono anyway, because we stream in mono, we record in mono,
and we record in mono.
We record in mono. We are the Midnight Movie Nights
with a K,
two idiots with microphones, bringing you a weekly dose of robotic, not safe for work diarrhea, verbal diarrhea. See, I can't do this. No. Not that kind of mono, not monotone.
Oh, the kind that makes you sick for a month?
No, we do not bring the kissing disease.
It's good.
There have already been people asking about what our relationship was in the past, and I do believe that we made that clear. We do not go near that. That is a taboo subject. We do not need to confuse that even further.
Wasn't even thinking that.
Yes, but every single time that something like that gets said, people ask questions. So just no, put a stop to it.
Okay.
Not mono, the disease. Shut up, Jim.
Well, the way you're talking, how things aren't working with the H5, it sounded like you were trying to talk yourself into an H6. Or is it?
No.
Yeah, H6?
Well, yes, there is the H6, but that the H6 is not going to cure this problem. It's because I'm sending a stereo signal into mono, and it's not liking that mix. So if I use a mono to mono cable. Wow, why am I talking about cable? Who cares? Do you guys really care about this?
I already don't care. It didn't work, so we're not going
to
crash cast.
I need to get some new cables to make this work right, because we sound fine. We were coming in on the microphone, but the theme song, the lovely love. Oh my God, I talked about this last time. Stop me. Why do you let me do this? This is your show too. It's fine for me to go off on these weird ass tangents and treat it like my own verbal diarrhea playground.
You know what?
On Getting Geeky, but
you know what? Hashtag CTFO.
Chill the fuck out. That's right.
I wish I had that speech. I would play that right now if I could.
Oh, that would be lovely.
I had to listen to it like 15 times last night. It helped me make it through the night. So calm, so peaceful.
Jim says, "Fight Club, mono to hashtag mono to mono." And Johnny says, like, hashtag mono a mono. Ah, very nice. Oh, now Marianne saying things. Hey, look at this. I'm doing another show where I'm just reading tweets.
Want to know all about the cable dilemma.
Inquiring mind. What? Really? Okay, well, I'm mixing the signal, and the input source doesn't like that, so...
Is it minus?
No, it's not mixed minus.
Okay.
Skype is not involved. We don't need to do a mix minus on this. There's nothing feeding back into itself.
Like a snake eating itself?
An Ouroboros?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I'm with you, I think.
Okay.
Cable's bad. Couchcast, yeah. No.
I need to pick up some new cables so I can do this right. Otherwise, I'm going to be very sad and probably end up needing an H6 if I have to send the theme in to the H5.
Aha!
Through.
It's coming back to the H6.
Through a stereo signal. No, I don't.
In stereo, where
I don't
available.
Need an H6. That's money I don't need to spend.
Agreed.
Okay.
Reading Rainbow.
What about Reading Rainbow?
I don't know. I just tossed it in there.
But I'm not wearing that shirt right now.
It just came up in the tweets, so I just tossed it out there.
It came up in the tweets?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Awkwardly transitions into Reading Rainbow. Okay, fine. Take it away, kitty.
I don't know anything about reading. That's like with books and things. And words. And sentences. I don't know about these things. Where she left me again. This is not fun. It's not fun at all. So, no couch cast this week, which kind of sucks, but oh well. And we did watch a movie about bunnies, kind of to encourage other people to talk about bunnies. Bunnies are cool. And where did you go? These people are going to eat me alive. Okay. How is everybody? What's going on? What now? What are you doing? Oh.
I'm awkwardly transitioning into Reading Rainbow.
You have too many geeky shirts. You know this, right?
I don't have my headphones in yet. I can't hear you right now.
Somebody should say something about Batman.
No.
No.
Nope.
Because I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm just talking about nothing. No one wants to hear that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Everyone wants to hear from the kitty.
Kitty's an idiot. With a microphone.
And a K.
And a K.
Hey, so I did the Orange County Heart Walk today.
That's right. You were walking around.
Yeah. It was really cool. We started out in front of the Two Big Hats. And...
Explain.
What?
Explain. I know what that is, but some other people won't.
Go to maps.google.com, type in Angel Stadium, put it on the Earth view so that you can actually see the landscape and everything. And at the entrance of the stadium, it's like right behind home plate. There's two hats. There's two big giant hats.
Instead of what's just like covered pavilions over a walkway, it looks like giant hats.
Yeah.
Baseball caps.
Yeah, they're little gazebos made out of baseball helmets. Or caps. Are they supposed to be helmets or are they caps?
Helmets.
Interesting.
They were caps.
I'll have to... Well, they would be caps because they've got those the support structures that... Yeah, it looks more like a cap.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you've seen it closer than I have. I've only seen it from a distance. But it was weird. I was like, are those caps?
Yes, they are. And they are awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, we started over there, took a little course through the parking lot, and then we actually went into the stadium. That's where it really bottlenecked. It took a while to get into the stadium. But once we did, we ended up going a level, walking around the stadium, and then we dipped down, came back out into the parking lot, went along through the A in the parking lot. There's a giant A in the parking lot, and it's got the halo around it.
The H?
And the H?
Did you say E-H or just
no,
an A?
No, A.
Okay.
As in angels, not angels. No, we're not. We're talking about the California
America.
Angels.
It's America. Okay.
Yeah. Well, we're the Anaheim Angels. We're the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. I'm not going to go off on that tangent again. Thank you very much, Artie Moreno. But
yeah. Who is it?
The owner of the Angels.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's... The Angels may not... end up staying in Anaheim because Artie Moreno wants to move him to the City of Industry, I think it is.
Is that an actual city name?
Yeah. There's a city out here, City of Industry.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Just up the freeway a little bit.
All right. That's
guess what different. They do there?
I have no clue. What
they're industrious.
They what? So what are they going to call themselves? City of Industry Angels?
No, they would just be the Los Angeles Angels at that point.
Oh.
Anyway, so we ended up going through the base of the giant A, but the A has the halo around it, and when the Angels win, the halo lights up.
Oh, that's cool.
That's how you know the Angels have won when you're driving by on the 57 freeway.
So you kind of got a tour... And you got to go around the parking lot. Is that where you actually walked? Was the parking lot?
After going through the A, we went right back into the stadium, and we got to go out onto the field. Really, it was just the warning track, but it was still awesome.
It was still the field, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to kick dirt?
Well, I didn't kick any, but there was a little bit that got on the shoes, yes. But
yeah, you walked on it, so.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. And then when
you
we walked...
You do like the baseball, so must have been awesome for you.
Oh, yeah. But not my first time on that field.
Oh.
Having grown up in Anaheim, I've had the opportunity to partake in multiple events that landed me on the field, some even during a game.
Neat.
Yeah.
Band nerd stuff?
Some of it was band nerd stuff, yes.
Okay.
I was in the high school marching band that played at the dedication ceremony.
Oh, that's cool. Well, I figured they were like bands because a couple of times we've driven by, they were, I'm guessing they were high school bands in the parking lot marching around.
Mm-hmm.
So you walked.
Yeah, we walked. And so then, the best part was when we exited the stadium, everyone was trying to figure out, like, how much further do we have? Because we got disoriented. It was a 5K, but it's not like we were just walking around, like the street, and we can get an idea of, okay, we've gone about a mile and a half, so we're about halfway done. No, I wasn't tracking it either. I've got the Nike Fuel Band, and so I could have done that. And I also have the Nike Plus sensor in the shoes that I was wearing.
Cool.
I just didn't think to turn on the tracking. And then there's the GPS and the phone. I could have actually gotten the actual route that we took. I was there to support Serafina. I wasn't thinking about any of the shows or anything like that and the geeky data I can draw from it. I was there to support my friend's daughter because she's 1 in 100. She was born with congenital heart disease and... Well, only about 1 in 100 end up surviving.
Jeez, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this was for a children's hospital, right?
Is it what? No, it's the American Heart Association.
Okay.
Yep.
Wasn't sure.
Yes, Jim, a 5K is better than an H6. It definitely was.
So but how long did that take?
Oh, so what I was about to say, as we were exiting the stadium, someone was asking, like, I wonder how much further we have to go. And just as we exited the stadium, my friends turned and saw, oh, well, there's Miranda's apartment, so we must be almost finished. Because we ended up getting to a side of the stadium that we hadn't been to yet. Yeah, so we hadn't seen where the rest of the course was, and it was looping back around to where the start was.
Oh, so they had the lot, and they had like an actual course going through all these places. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's cool.
It was really neat.
Did you get to go up into, I don't know, what is it? I'm not going to say the stands, but, you know, behind the stands where they have all the walkways.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That was the first part of the stadium that we ended up going in through.
All the way up near the top?
Not to the top, no. Just to the second level.
Oh, okay.
But it was still cool. A lot of fun.
All right. It sounded cool that you got to go and look at this place.
Mm-hmm.
I would have found that part interesting. Not the walking part, but...
Well, it was a nice little walk.
Yeah.
Get out in the sun a little bit. Oh, and oh, did I ever. I went on a little exercise tear today.
Yeah, you were just all over the, county or...
No, just all over the city of Anaheim. Because as soon as after the walk, I came back home and I grabbed my bike and went out for a ride. I went and visited my parents and hung out with my brother for a bit and... My sister ended up coming over, so I got to spend some time with family, but I rode my bike over there and then rode back home, and I was just riding all over the place.
Sounds like a fun
Came
day.
Home with a crap ton of energy.
I know.
Which was amazing for how little food I had actually. You know, I only had oatmeal and a little bit of fruit.
Well, I know when you came back. I woke up.
I hadn't even had coffee
walk.
Yet at that point.
You ever had coffee all day?
I hadn't had coffee all day.
Okay, I don't know what's wrong
with
you.
That little double shot that I know. Oh. Where is all, like, where did it all come from?
I have no clue. Some would have been nice to share.
I tried.
Yeah. Just too tired. I had to work last night, so.
Yeah. Otherwise, we would have gone to Disneyland, right?
Maybe not.
Come on. You gotta go to Disneyland with me.
I said I would consider thinking about it.
Have you considered thinking about it?
Yeah.
And what's the verdict? Are you going to think about it or are you not?
I'm thinking about it.
You are thinking about it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take it.
Yeah. It's a better answer than no, right?
So yes.
So you definitely did more than I did today. I went and got my hair cut. Finally.
That's good.
Well, it took forever. I went to the same woman since 2004. And that was when she went to a new place. I went to her a couple of years before that, before she left the old salon she was at. But I guess 10 years I was going to see her, and I meant to see her before I left, didn't get to, and so I've been needing a haircut, and I don't know any place around here, and I always heard that you just don't go anywhere else to get a haircut. You go with someone you know, and I know no one, but I finally did get the haircut. It feels lighter. I won't get so much neck pain trying to...
No one threatened you or anything?
What do you mean, no one threatened me? Oh. Yeah, I did get a threat to get the haircut or stop talking about it.
Yeah. It's been like 2 weeks.
I've been busy and sick.
Yeah, so?
So I finally
You keep saying like, oh, I need to go get a haircut. A haircut. Oh, I need... Well...
I looked on, you know, on maps... For a place to get my haircut, there's like 3,000 places around here, and I don't know.
Yeah, pick one.
I don't know how much they cost. I don't know what kind of people they are. I just...
So look them up. Look up their prices.
I did. That's what I was checking around. Some of these places, they just want to, you know, they want to wrap you up in a towel. They want to shampoo and trim your beard and, you know, manicure and I don't know what else, but all I wanted was a haircut.
It's Orange County. We're not talking about, like, Hollywood salons and everything. You don't have to go metro.
I just need a haircut.
You can walk in and just say, cut hair.
You cut hair. Sharp object, cut.
You don't need to.
You said you had scissors, though. You said you were going to cut my hair tomorrow if I didn't get my hair cut.
I got scissors right here.
I was afraid because we watched The Outsiders a couple of weeks ago, and I was afraid I was going to end up like Pony Boy. Stay gold, kitty. Stay gold. I wouldn't be a good blonde.
No. No, you wouldn't. Doc, it's not product placement. We're just fans of the Zoom H6. The Zoom H5 is a great recorder. I'm having an argument with it right now, but
hey, dang, where were you earlier, Doc? You said pet groomers would be cheaper and you get a treat at the end. I didn't get a treat at the end. I did get talked to a lot. That's what's cool about barbershops, because they talk. They were telling me all about the area and different things.
All bad things, right?
No, they were saying how good it was.
Oh, they weren't telling you about Anaslime?
What? Wait, what did you say?
Anacrime.
Anacrime?
No, Anaslime.
Who? Are you speaking English?
Yeah.
English, do you speak it, motherfucker? They did comment on the car.
Yours?
Yeah.
Did they want to buy it?
No.
Bummer.
They asked me if someone was missing it. People who don't exist, you know, they just...
If someone was missing their car?
Yeah.
Like you stole it?
No, just I had the look of the car, and they asked me if the mafia was missing their car. What?
Well, you know, you could get three adult bodies in that trunk easily.
They did mention something about bodies in the trunk. I was like, what kind of haircut place is this? I'm going to cover my throat. You people know too much.
So you said the guy's name was Ray.
Or Roy. It's owned by brothers. It's a really small place.
Good.
They seem to do business good. Do business good?
They do business good. They cut all hairs, not just one.
I think it was one of them, Roy Ray. I don't know. They're brothers. And one of them was already cutting
hair. Is it
hair.
Roy Ray or Ray Roy?
They're not from the South. Ray Ray.
And Roy Roy.
Yeah. I'm going to guess that Roy cut my hair. But, you know, older dudes, but they seemed like they were pretty cool. They had guitars all over the place. A couple of them. I'm just going to go ahead and call him Roy.
Cool.
But he said he played, you know, he played, and he had a couple of friends. He'd go around and play every once in a while. He said that was what was cool about the area, because he could just call up, you know, friends of his, and they could get together and, you know, jam anytime. Because I was telling him I was from Texas in the middle of nowhere. He said he'd been out there a couple of times. He didn't like Houston much. Didn't have good things to say about that. But he said he liked Fort Worth, so that's close to where I was at.
Yeah?
But it seemed like a good place. It did take a little more off the top than I wanted, but... My hair grows back fast. I always say that, though, but eventually it's going to not grow as fast anymore. And I'm going to say, oh, it'll grow back in 2 weeks, and then it'll still be the same 6 months from now. I'm going to say, oh, the hair's not growing back as fast anymore, and there's more gray.
Hey, oh, tell me about the more gray.
Okay. on the side here, there's some.
No, I don't know if you can see it in this light, but my gray streak just keeps growing.
You need it right there in the front.
No, it's coming through right here. It's going more Mr. Fantastic than Rogue.
Oh.
It's more on the side.
Okay. Rogue would be better.
I know. That is where you were going with that, right?
But Mr. Fantastic is smart, so.
Yeah.
You're smarter than Rogue.
But I'd rather just be invisible.
Sue? You'd rather be Sue Storm?
What? Oh, or Violet from The Incredibles.
Oh. Okay, she was cool.
Either or.
Well, I'd rather not.
Both are awesome.
Thing.
Invisibility's a cool power. You can hide if you want to.
That would be cool. It's better than being the thing.
Oh, God, no, Johnny. God, no. No, we're not talking about...
Say it, no.
There is not a count of grayitude. There is no grayitude here.
Thanks, Jim. I like his tweet. Come to Royal Rays. We do business good.
Because we like money. Oh, yeah, we like money.
They didn't know what podcasting was. I think he said maybe his daughter did some podcasting before. And I was kind of talking about, you know, your thing with Gabnet and what we do.
What do we do?
Huh?
Besides not talk about our movie and we barely do the tournament anymore.
I don't know what we do anymore.
I want to rework the tournament.
Well, we're doing stuff that's different.
Yeah.
I did like the Couchcast. Oh,
and I had an idea for tonight, but it'll have to be one of those... It'll have to be a night where you're off on Friday night. That way, you don't have to sleep during the day and you're not super tired before we go and get ready for the show. Yeah, it's got to be a day where...
I'm telling you, it really wouldn't have been that bad. Except, you know, I'm still with the coughing. It wears me out. But okay. It's going away.
Good.
I mean, I can breathe a little better now. A whole lot better now.
That's good. Because it would be really nice to walk over to the movie theater, watch a movie that's in the theater, and then as we walk back, use the Zoom and the handheld mics to record our thoughts as we walk back to the apartment. So just the walk home, we talk about what we just watched. And record that. And I'm thinking...
The Walkcast. Do it live record it?
Well, if I can figure out how... if I can get it so that we can... So that we can take the output of what's being recorded on the Zoom 5, if the line in... Yeah. Or if the line out still, it should still function as it's recording. So we record on the H5 and then have the line out feed into the phone, and then I could broadcast that live because I can switch the stream from my phone.
That's cool. What about like an iPad? I mean,
now we're getting complicated and an even larger setup to carry. It should be small and portable, something quick.
So the phone would be good?
Yeah, the phone's perfect.
Okay, that's cool. I didn't know you could do that, but all right.
I think it'll work.
All right.
But then, yeah. Then
very mobile podcast.
Yeah. Truly mobile, you know, on the go.
We can almost... No, probably not.
What?
Let's just say talk as the credits are rolling and walking out. But
no, that's rude.
So...
No.
I've seen a lot of rude people out here do
rude
things.
I don't give a shit. I'm not going to be rude.
Don't yell. That's rude.
Chill the fuck out.
Meow.
Meow. No, we're not going to do that. We lead by example.
Okay.
We're
we have to.
Yeah. We will be the change that we want to see.
Okay. That would be neat to walk home and actually go live. That would be awesome.
Well, that was the idea. It didn't work out today. And so we tried to opt for Couchcast, and now we're going in a loop. Hey, I have an idea. I can hit that button.
Okay.
Because, well, it's time for
the Flick Pit.
Okay, so I don't have the timing on that one perfectly just yet. What the hell did we watch tonight, Kitty? Oh, first of all, I want to say something out there to someone in particular.
Someone is in trouble. Are they? I don't know.
Well, there was a topic suggestion for another show that both of us listened to. And actually, we watch, and we try and watch live. I believe it will be going on in half an hour.
Oh, okay.
And so our topic was, or our topic, our flick pick was related to this suggested topic. So I'm going to say that we had someone in particular in mind when we watched this tonight.
Yeah, we did.
Let's do it for Johnny, man. We'll do it for Johnny.
Damn, Johnny's getting a lot of love recently.
Yeah.
That's okay, because so he's doing it right.
Oh.
What was that, Kitty?
Nothing. I didn't say anything about the Oilers.
Oh. Yeah.
He has mentioned talking about... He's supposed to talk about bunnies at some point.
On Johnny After Dark, he's supposed to talk about bunnies. Because we are going to talk about bunnies now. Yes.
The flick pick.
We are proving that. Okay. It came up on his show. Honey suggested that he talk about bunnies on Johnny After Dark. And he said no one wants to hear that.
Everyone wants to hear about bunnies.
I love bunnies. I want to hear about bunnies.
I like bunnies.
And so this is...
We should hang out.
This is the... Yes. Yes, we should. We really should hang out.
I like bunnies.
Bunnies are cool. See, if we keep talking about bunnies, I'm going to have to go get them.
You're wearing bunnies.
I am wearing bunnies, but I'm going to have to go get Bunny and Alice. Oh. And yeah.
Did you say Alice?
Alice. Well, okay. There we go.
No. Oh, poop. So, yes, Johnny, you did prompt us to watch a movie about bunnies. Seems did mention wanting to watch Who Framed Roger Rabbit, but I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen it. I don't feel like watching it. But I had a good one in mind that I've seen several times over the years since I was a kid. And what did you have to hunt these bunnies? Oh, good grief. What the hell? What is this round thing with ears? It's like a Mario mushroom with ears and sunglasses.
Yeah, Alice is wearing sunglasses. Because Alice is from California.
Oh,
and
okay.
Bunnies in California wear sunglasses.
All right.
Alice is a white rabbit. Yes, it's purposely slightly odd.
Yeah.
Because Alice is supposed to follow the white rabbit, but...
So this rabbit goes in circles?
I saw this.
No wonder it's round. It's going around in circles.
She was a gift from Marianne.
Who?
From Marianne.
I don't know this person.
You're full of Sith.
I know.
Anyway. Yes, she was a gift. I'm forgetting the comic that she's from. No! Oh, well.
The bunny?
Yeah, I'm sure Marianne will tell us very, very soon.
She may not talk to me anymore.
Probably not. You were mean.
I wasn't mean.
You were mean. Jim, it's not bunny poop. It's bunny pellets. See? Marianne just said, the kitty is mean.
I disagree.
Well.
The kitty is evil.
Anywho. Anywho, I she's so a white rabbit, and when I was trying to come up with a name, I immediately thought of Alice in Wonderland, so hence Alice. Yay. Really not that hard to figure out. I don't know why I explained that one.
I do like that rabbit. It's so round.
Yep. Oh, and the glasses are actually an accessory that I ended up getting for Bill, the bear.
Your bear.
Yeah. And look better. I had a second set of glasses already. Littlefoot wears them sometimes. I like my stuffed animals. Leave me alone.
Don't judge me. So I was mentioning that we watched Watership Down. It's about bunnies.
Scenes from a Multiverse. There we go. Thank you, Marianne.
And that's a comic?
Yeah, it's a great web comic.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun. Worth checking out.
I'm for that.
Wait a minute. Did Johnny talk about the bunnies? Or is that his, is that going to be tonight?
I don't know.
I'm going to click on this link. Oh my God, he's going to talk about the bunnies tonight. Yes!
All right. Go, Johnny.
How about our flick pick?
I mentioned that. Watership Down.
Yes.
1978. It's an animated movie.
I finally have an understanding of what you're talking about when you say thank Frith.
You're probably the only one.
That's okay.
I have kind of explained it before.
If anyone wants to know, they can watch Watership Down.
Yeah. Well, that's always what I say. Thank Frith. It's Friday.
There was a nice bunny creation story.
Yeah. That's what happened right at the beginning. It kind of went into the history of the animals and the bunnies from an animal point of view, I guess.
That's what I really loved about this movie. You know, what was it that they called a car? They didn't just intuitively call it a car. They had their own word for it that was based on the sound that they make.
The roo-doo-doo.
Yeah, the roo-doo-doo. I thought that was great. And
It's a man thing.
Say what?
It's a man thing. A roo-doo-doo.
I don't get it.
That's what they said it was. It's a man thing.
Oh.
When they were on the road, they were trying to figure out what the road was.
Yes.
It's a roo-doo-doo. Goes on the road.
Okay, I get it now. I thought you were saying like they were like roo-doo-doo was there was a gender difference.
No.
It was really, really neat seeing the style in which it was animated. Just because I haven't seen that in a while. You can tell where the layers were. Yeah. And like what the static images were and how they were moving the camera. It's just, I love that technique. It's cool.
I'm sure they could redo that and it'd be, you know, computer animated or just, it just wouldn't be the same for me to see it updated.
Oh yeah, I'm not. I wouldn't want to see it updated. That's. It is fairly graphic, though. I don't think that we would see if they were to redo it today. I don't think it would be as graphic.
No, probably not. And
I mean, there were bunnies getting killed and hunted, and, you know, stolen by hawks and
fighting.
Yeah, tearing each other. To
bunnies
shreds.
Being mean to other bunnies.
One bunny bit out the throat of another bunny.
Yeah, it's pretty graphic. And I did watch this as a kid, so I seem fine. It didn't, you know, mess me up any at all.
Oh, that was not just a nice little sound effect there. He actually twitched his head as he did that. That nicely done, sir.
I'm fine. It wasn't dramatic.
There was some interesting voice talent in this as well.
Yeah, I did tell you to listen to one of the major characters at the beginning.
Yeah, but you made that sound like it was so super important that I started getting freaked out. Like, I think it's this actor. I know it's this actor, but what if I'm wrong? What if I'm wrong? Then I'm embarrassed that I thought it was this. Yeah, like, well, no, it's just...
What if I'm
you were sitting there like, die? Oh, you know who this is. And it's like, oh, he's counting on me. I can't let him down.
So you didn't even hear me. I said, you know who it is. And you missed that too.
Okay.
So who was it? Who was the main character of Hazel? The main bunny.
He was the war doctor. In all his glory.
So did you think that's who it was when you were trying to figure it out?
Yeah. That's who I immediately thought it was, but I was starting to be like, what if it wasn't John Hurt? And I'm sitting here thinking it was John Hurt.
Well, you know,
well, if I was wrong, I would be embarrassed that I chose incorrectly, you were making
poorly.
Such a... No,
you
I
would
cho-
get all
I
ashen
chose,
and
I chose,
turn
cho-
to dust.
I chose wisely.
chose wisely.
But
excuse me.
Had I been wrong, it would have been doubly embarrassing.
Nah.
Yes.
Jack, like I would have been just like all pissed off or something. If you'd have said, no. Oh, that's Lenny Henry. Smack! What the fuck is wrong with I would have just said, no, that's not him.
No, because you were making a big deal about me knowing who it was.
Yeah, but you knew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I totally knew.
Because
how can you mistake John Hurt?
Some of the others I didn't pick up on.
Like Cowslip?
Yeah.
But that was like, after hearing that, it was like, I recognize that voice. Why do I recognize that voice? It was Dan Holm Elliott.
Yeah, I think the only thing I said was Brody, and it took you a minute. I shouldn't have said Brody though, because you probably would have thought Mallrats.
Like, yeah, no, I did go Mallrats.
No,
like,
that's
no.
Not Jason Lee.
Yeah, he would have been way too young. What the fuck are you talking about? You should have said Marcus.
Yeah, I should have said Marcus.
Or you should have just given me a few more minutes, and I would have figured it out.
Yeah,
I was already on
also
the right
a voice
trail.
That you can pick out,
but. But I was going Indiana Jones for the seagull also. Right, because it kind of sounded like John Rhys Davies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I
yeah,
was.
It does.
But it was Zero Mostel. And that turned out to be his last movie.
I know him, but I don't.
The producers.
Okay. Yeah, I did look at the picture of him, and I'm like, I do know him. But it's been forever since I've seen
with,
the producers. Gene Wilder?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
I almost said Willy Wonka.
But I guess I should talk about what this movie was actually about. You know, it has bunnies. We've talked about the actors. And there is a bunny. You know, there's a major...
Words speak good.
Chill the fuck out.
Anyway, chill the fuck out,
Hazel
dude.
Is the main character. And his little brother, Fiver, he kind of has like visions. Or
does he go west? Is that what direction they were going?
I think they went northwest or northeast. I don't know.
I don't know. They didn't really
show
the song.
So that's north, right?
Sure.
Okay. They went up, so that was north. Anyway, he kind of has visions or, you know, feelings of an impending doom. And so they have to go see the chief and tell him that there's something wrong. Something's coming and. They don't know what it is, and they just kind of dismiss them. And other rabbits hear about it, so they all kind of take off to try to find a new home because they know that something's wrong. And so it's their journey to find a new home that's safe, and they can start a new Warren. So, you know, they have to go across. It's set in England. So they have to go across the English countryside. And, you know, it's their perils and adventures going across the country to find a new home. And they run into other rabbits that are kind of bad.
But they also run into a seagull from the big water.
Yeah. Kihar.
Oh, I
like it. He's always yelling.
I didn't say that the way I wanted to. Yeah, he was an angry bird.
Nah. It's probably because pigs were being thrown at him. That's how.
But I really did love the perspective of they saw it through the animal's eyes. And so Kihar was talking about having to get the black stones out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, when they were shotgun pellets. But no, you got to dig the black stones out and then you'll get better.
And then the boat. They didn't know what a floating thing was. But he did mention a boat because he's from the big water.
Yeah.
Man built. It floats.
And so this was based on a book.
Yeah.
Did you ever read the book?
I tried.
Is it by the same name?
Yeah.
Cool.
Same name. It's a big book. It's a good book. I read a couple of chapters and I just kind of got busy with other things. It's the whole
thing.
Like
life?
Yeah. Stupid life.
And pop culture?
No.
Movies?
Yes. Yeah, that's it. I'll just watch the movie. But no, I did watch the movie as a kid, so I knew of the movie before the book. And I have wanted to go back and read the book. But, you know, time. There's a lot of books that I want to go back and read.
Oh, God, I know. I know.
I hate being a grown-up, damn it. You gotta
it's
do
fun
stuff.
I mean, yeah, but, I mean, it allows you to do stuff sometimes.
If you get time.
Yeah, but when you do, it's quite enjoyable.
That's true. I have actually gotten to watch a couple more movies and TV shows than I have in the past couple of years, so that's good.
Yeah.
Where was that? Bunnies Crossing Country. New home.
We could have talked about the conversation that we were starting to have earlier.
Which one?
When I asked you if you see me differently now that you've moved out here.
Oh.
You know, because before we were always remote and, you know, we would only have snippets of talking and now.
Yeah.
You know, and now.
Skyped and texted.
We only see each other once every, you know, 12 hours, you know, as you're coming home from work and I'm leaving and then I come home from work and you're leaving.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we actually do see each other in person. I started wondering if you see me any differently. Like, if you see different sides of my personality or...
Like, there's multiple?
Well, no, just, like, if I live up to the expectations that you had of me as a roommate.
I don't know. I don't think I've thought about it too much. It's just, Well, we talked a lot, you know, Skype and text messaging. So it's just like all of that in person. I don't text you as much anymore.
Bullshit.
Well, not as much.
Every bit as much. The only thing that has changed is the amount of distance between us.
That's true. Instead of like a few seconds.
Do you realize earlier when you were trying to, like when you were starting to wake up, I was sitting on the couch. We weren't talking to each other through the wall. We were text messaging each other.
That's because it was rule 15. You know? I was sleeping.
No, it's not just when you're sleeping.
Sometimes
we always text each other. I've actually had times where I've been walking by and I will just stop in front of your door because I'm talking to you and it just feels like I'm talking to you more even though I'm texting you.
Well, sometimes I don't know if you're working or not in here. I don't want to disturb you when you're working.
If it's between 9 and 5 during the week, I'm at the office.
Sorry. I saw a tweet come in.
Okay, are you going to read it?
Yeah, Doc. He said as the honeymoon period ended for a dynamic duo. Sorry, struck my funny.
Okay.
No, sometimes I just don't want to disturb you. I don't know what you're doing. And I'm not doing anything special. Drawing sometimes. but I can carry a pencil and paper anywhere.
Yeah. Then I can carry on a conversation anywhere. Sometimes I don't even need another person to be talking with.
I know. I do hear talking in here. I figure you're just talking to Dave.
Sometimes.
Yeah, it does scare me when I'm talking to him and we're like, who the hell is she talking to? I don't know.
It took some
she
of my...
I
know, sometimes I've just... When I'm thinking about something, I'll start vocalizing it, and it takes me a while to realize that I'm vocalizing my thoughts, and sometimes it gets me in trouble. I mean, not like in trouble, like I'm saying things like I shouldn't be saying, but I'm just saying things out loud and interrupting other people and not realizing it.
We don't judge. We just listen and discuss. For the record,
I guess I'm easily distracted. I don't know.
For the record, I don't say you're crazy. It's Dave.
Wait. Doc says they text when they're sleeping. They text when they're awake. They text if they've been bad or good.
It's funny because it's true.
Well, wait, when's it been bad?
Huh?
When's it been bad?
Dave's always bad. He's always into something.
Well, yeah.
Or I'm texting at work, which I shouldn't be doing. But I haven't been caught, so there's nothing wrong with it. Unless I've been caught.
Well,
that could be bad.
Yeah. Anyway.
I don't know where we're going.
We're way, way off on a tangent, so I'm going to finish the thought and then... We'll try and bring it right back around.
Okay.
How's that sound? All right. So I was just wondering that earlier because I thought about it and you're actually exactly who I thought you were.
Boring.
No.
Dave says I'm boring.
Well,
bastard.
Dave is Dave. I mean,
Dave
you only
at the
listen
walls.
To about half the things he says anyway.
And he licks electrical sockets sometimes.
That's not all he licks, my friend.
Ew!
Just saying.
There's something wrong with that cat.
There's something wrong with both of you.
I know.
So, bunnies, I enjoyed this movie.
Did you?
A lot, yes.
I wasn't sure how you... what you would think
about
it.
I really dug the animation.
Well, you know, it did have a little bit of a serious side to it. Like you said, there was some, it was a little bit violent. Well, more than a little bit, but it was a good movie. I mean, like
well,
I said,
but
it's a movie
yeah,
I
nature's
still
violent.
For years.
It was representative. It was real.
Yeah.
Even though it was animated.
Shit got real.
God, I loved how they animated that. I just love it because I was able to figure out how they did it. Or at least a way that would work and achieve the exact same effect.
I don't know. I don't think they could do anything. They did.
No, I'm not saying to reboot it. I'm just saying if we were to do something similar.
Oh, okay.
Could figure out the tech, you know, a technique that would achieve that similar kind of look.
Well,
it was layers. There were static images on layers and then they just had the characters, you know.
Well,
they,
some of it, it has to be like a matte painting, a big background.
Yeah, and then they move the camera around with that, and if you anchor the cells in place, you could have your actual animation, you know, the moving parts going through there, and you just have to anchor the cells, you know, that part on the background, so that it's in the same spot, so just so that the background's not shifting around.
Yeah,
or the foreground. Because there was a foreground layer as well.
Yeah, with like
and
the
so
grass
those
and
would,
trees.
Yeah, and those would be clear, and you would have to have them separated, but...
I get what you're saying. That would be a good idea.
Yeah, it was neat. I really like that style. I haven't seen it in a while.
Well, yeah. But overall, you liked it?
Yeah, I dug it. Totally didn't hate it.
Excellent. I was hoping so. I used to own this movie on VHS. Do you remember the old clamshell cases?
Yes.
I remember having it in that, and then just in a, you know, the little regular cardboard box. I haven't had it on DVD yet.
I like the cardboard box better because it'll actually biodegrade. But yeah, the clamshells were cool.
Yeah, they definitely, you know, took a beating and stuff. Disney used to put all their movies in that.
You know, it's funny. I actually, you know, when you said the clamshell case, I thought of one specific movie, and it was a Disney movie. Are you in the slightest bit shocked by that fact?
I had no clue. I'm not shocked by anything.
No, I was just trying to get your attention back. You were paying.
I know. I was taking care of a tweet.
Okay. Well,
I was trying to do it very quickly.
Put the cap back on the glue, Doc. That's how you take care of a tweet. You just use your voice. Just use your voice.
Okay.
Anyway.
That's right. There's I thought
of a very specific movie, and it was a Disney movie. Big shocker, right? I ended up thinking about a Disney movie.
For the bunnies?
No. The clamshell case. The plastic bad for the environment clamshell case.
Yeah.
Pete's Dragon.
Pete's Dragon, wow.
Whenever I think of those VHS cases, that's the one I think of.
When did that movie come out? Did I see that in a theater?
Oh, gosh.
That is one I want to go back and watch just because it's live action with animation in it. I like watching those old movies.
When did that come out?
With the, you know.
What?
What?
Pete's Dragon, Bryce Dallas Howard and Carl Urban, 2016.
They're redoing it?
What?
I was going to say, they weren't.
It came out in 1977. Damn, that was a good year.
Was it?
Yeah. I wouldn't know, but, I mean, Star Wars came out that year, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would be good. Why did I say Pete's Dragon?
I've got my Mickey Rooney story.
Mickey Rooney.
That I've told before. And I'll
the Mickey Rooney?
Yeah. When I worked at Club 33, I was working the pasta station one day, and Mickey Rooney's son came in and ordered pasta. And so I told him the options. We had the penny pasta. And then we had this nice, lovely pasta that we actually made fresh at the club. You know, I actually saw the chefs making it. And it was pasta in the shape of Mickey. And we called it Mickey Rooney. Not Mickey Rooney, Mickey Rooney. But Mickey Rooney's son came in, and when I said that we had the Mickey Rooney, the penny and Mickey Rooney, I'm like, oh, how nice. She named a pasta after my dad.
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell if he was just being funny or completely and totally serious. And so to this day, I have no idea.
One of those great mysteries.
I don't know if it was one of those moments where it's like, are you serious? I mean, yeah, your dad was kind of a big deal, but you do realize that he is not the Mickey that is...
This is not the Mickey you were looking for.
Yeah, yes.
So they actually cut out mouse macaroni?
Yes.
By hand?
Yes.
Damn.
I don't know if they still do that, but when I worked there, that's how they did it.
Okay.
That was fresh pasta.
That's an ego on that rat.
Ay, ay, ay. That's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
And as always, that's Nights with a K.
The podcast is listed in iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, and a few other podcast directories.
And the live show usually starts at 9 p.m. Pacific. But we were just a little bit late tonight.
We were doing so well for, like, you know, we were getting really consistent and kind of blown it the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it was technical difficulties.
Yeah.
But,
and then the network was just screwing up.
It is?
No, it was.
Oh, it was, oh.
Which is funny because I stuttered as I was saying that. And the network just screwed up.
So our webpage is still over at midnightmovienights.com, right?
Yes, it is.
Very good. Oh, I guess we should say that. No, I guess it doesn't matter.
What?
Everyone will figure out the time change.
Oh, yeah. Spring forward in a couple hours. Yeah, on Twitter, we are at Movie Nights Pod, and if you need more than 140 characters, our email address is contact@midnightmovienights.com.
We got to thank Mr. Brad Raven for the logo, and Tom Sherlock at Judge Funky Boy for the theme, and DC Cantel from Youngstown for the segment intros, and everyone who's listening. We got a new follower, a couple new followers. Doc's a follower now.
Yep.
Doc Winters.
Hey, Doc.
And there was another one.
Jackie Light. Yep. Jackie Light as well. Hello, Jackie Light. Thank you for following us.
Cool.
Hey, I'm Siebes, also known as Miranda Janelle.
I'm the cat, also known as that fracking cat.
Hey, kitty.
Yes?
No, I'm not going to sing it now. That's something... No. Let's go watch a movie.
Talking is hard.
Remember the 5th of November.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Go away, Baton!
Midnight Movie Nights.
How about we keep the stinger super short because Johnny After Dark is about to start.
Okay.
Let's go watch that.
Okay. Johnny.
And
Let's do it for Johnny.
Oh.
Stupid Johnny, man. We'll do it for Johnny.